Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Hello, I promise you, we are not going to talk about the election. Are you not grateful? I promise you, I am. I'm sick of it. I'll be honest. In fact, we're going to talk about something else that I honestly think is perhaps even more important. And that, as you can probably guess, is about missions and evangelism. Because about 10 years or so ago, there was a huge controversy in the missiological world. By the way, missiological, big fancy term for missions and evangelism. It involved a question of whether missions could include a camel to share the gospel to the Muslim world. Now, there's obviously more to this story than our friendly ship of the desert. The word camel is an acronym. Hopefully you guessed that by now. And the acronym for camel is Chosen Angels, Miracles, Eternal Life. By the way, I think that was a lousy acronym, but that's just my opinion. But let me give you some backstory to this camel acronym. In 2010, a missionary with the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention named Kevin Greeson wrote his book, and this is the title of the book, The Camel, How Muslims Are Coming to Faith in Christ. And it was a big seller in the missions and evangelism world to illustrate his approach to sharing the gospel of Jesus via the Quran to Muslims across the Muslim world, primarily the 1040, that's that latitude and longitude idea, not necessarily in the United States, but in the Middle East and in other areas which were predominantly Muslim. And to say that the camel dung hit the fan in the missions and evangelism world, the missiological world, was an understatement. And there was a former Baptist and former Muslim and a Baptist evangelist who was not known for being understated when expressing his opinion, and his name is Ergen Canner. By the way, he was my former boss at a college that shall be remain nameless because they fired me for failing baseball players. And Ergen called then president of the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, and this president named Jerry Rankin. Ergen called Jerry Rankin a liar. By the way, that's about as bad as you can call somebody in Baptist land, to call him a liar, for allowing such a book to be published with IMB blessings. And accusations of syncretism, we've talked about that before, and false messaging of the gospel was bandied about by several people. Basically, the camel method, as it began to be called, was basically accused of being a false gospel. I don't know how else to say it. And a worker of the International Mission Board named David Garrison and others defended this camel method as an approach of contextualization and enculturalization. And we've talked about that before, of basically using the Quran as a means of getting the gospel in undercover and understanding the Muslim culture, the Islamic culture, and using it as a tool of evangelism without syncretizing the gospel, without sacrificing the gospel. And I'll have to admit, I have struggled with the camel method and the extent the camel method has gone to. And as a missionary to the Jewish people, I have used some of the Talmud and other rabbinic sources to show the truth of Messiah Jesus, because the Talmud and other Jewish sources have mentioned Christianity and Jesus and the disciples and in their sources. So is that any different than missionaries to the Islamic people and missionaries to the Arab people or the Indonesian people? Is that any different than a missionary to the Jewish people using the Talmud? And it's a difficult question. Can missionaries to other people groups use the Bhagavad Gita, and I know I mispronounced that, so forgive me in advance, or use other sources to share the gospel that aren't necessarily scripture? And that's a tough question, because what's our source is scripture, but can we use non-biblical sources to show the gospel? It's a tough question. So yes, but how far? And that's my answer. How far can we use it without becoming a false gospel? Because there is a growing movement in the messianic world that has greatly concerned me. And I mentioned that in a previous episode of Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministry called The Sin of Syncretism. And you can go back and listen to that episode that I have discussed in previous episodes, and I'm going to build on that in the weeks to come. And I'm going to call that growing movement the menorah method. I have to admit, I'm kind of stealing. And it's extremely dangerous. And in fact, I believe it's even more missiological dangerous than the camel method. Because while I have disagreements with the camel method, I know that the heart of the missionaries who utilize the camel method is pure. And I really have doubts about the heart of those who use what I will end up calling the menorah method. I have questions about those individuals who use the menorah method, because the menorah method doesn't simply utilize rabbinic sources as a tool for quote-unquote Jewish evangelism. The menorah method absorbs those sources, and it also syncretizes those sources as a tool for living. It goes beyond just utilizing the Talmud for the sources. It also utilizes the Zohar, which involves Kabbalah or Jewish mysticism, and it also uses Jewish Gnosticism, which we'll talk about in another episode. These references are nothing but mysticism and should be avoided by everyone. And we'll talk about that in future episodes. And I know I haven't gotten into a lot of detail. I just want to touch the surface in this episode, because I want you to come back and we can get into further details later. But I hope that I've kind of scratched the surface, because our source of life, our source of hope, our source of revelation of God is the scripture. There's a thought in Christianity called sola scriptura. It's Latin for scripture alone. And there's not just a whole lot of truth, that is truth. And I hope you understand why I am concerned. I hope you understand why I am preparing a serious response to the menorah method. For while the camel method wanted to reach Muslims with the gospel, The menorah method, as we will discuss in future episodes, wants to change evangelism to the Jewish people to something that does not reflect evangelism in a John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the light, and no one comes to the Father but by me manner. And this is something that we have to discuss, we have to confront, and we have to rebuke. And I hope you will join Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries as we confront it, we rebuke it, and we say no to it. So join us as we go along. And it's going to be a several episode arc, but it's important that we face it. See you later, and God bless.